When you think about something that brings out the best in us, it usually involves helping someone else. By donating plasma at a Grifols Center, you can help save millions of lives and show your good side to the world. You'll join thousands of people who donate safely each week, so patients get the plasma-derived medicines they rely on. And you'll be rewarded up to $1,000 your first month. Learn more at grifolsplasma.com.
Reintroducing the Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Macchiato from Starbucks. Now with Starbucks Blonde Espresso and Oat Milk, layered with flavors of apple, cinnamon, and brown sugar, and topped with a spiced apple drizzle. Welcome back, fall. Order today with the Starbucks app.
Hello, hello, beautiful ladies, and welcome to another episode. Like with any other addiction, you have two main options. The first option is going cold turkey and suffering the withdrawal. And the second option is slowly ramping down the addiction. Which one you choose is an absolute personal choice, as you know yourself better than anyone else. Like with any habit, it's far easier to build a new habit in place of an old one than just trying to get rid of the old habit. So let's take action. I love this little exercise, and it's something that I do quite often, and it's about creating your new identity. Who do you have to become to achieve this goal? Basically, you must begin to think of yourself as becoming the person you want to be. So take a piece of paper and start writing. It could go something along the lines of, I am somebody who is completely in control of the food that I eat. Or, I only drink soft drinks once a day instead of four times a day. Or, I don't eat sugar-laden cookies, I'll make healthier versions. The more specific, positive, and definitive you make your new identity, the more likely you will eventually make that identity your new reality. The next thing is to stick that piece of paper with your new identity somewhere you can read it often and reaffirm it. Try reading it at least three times a day. The next step is to become aware of your cravings. When you start to crave sugar, don't just run to get sugar immediately. Take a few deep breaths and then take a few minutes and analyze your why. Is it because you are depressed and unhappy, bored, hungry? Sugar creates that happy feeling in your brain, and thus you could be craving sugar for any number of reasons. Once you identify the reason for your sugar craving, decide if there is another activity you can do. Distract yourself. Maybe you're bored, so going for a walk or playing a game or talking to a friend could help. If you're unhappy, understand that that quick rush of sugar does not beat out long-term happiness and success. Create healthy rules for yourself and stick to them. That way you reduce the need for willpower. One of my healthy rules is that I don't eat anything sweet before lunchtime apart from fruit and drink water or herbal teas as my beverages. The other healthy rule that I have is that one of the main meals is a large rainbow-colored salad. There are a couple more where you can learn about them in more detail in my course. I have found that when I stick to these golden rules, I feel great physically and mentally. Another little note is that it is important to use the word don't instead of can't. Studies have shown that using don't results in a much stronger dedication to habit building. Get rid of temptations. Don't keep cookies at home or keep ice cream stocked in your fridge. If you're trying to eat less sugar, increase the number of steps between you and sugar. If you're on your couch and see a commercial for something sugary and that triggers a craving, use your own laziness to work for you. Suddenly, getting in the car, driving to the store, and buying something sweet is much more effort than it's worth. When you do want something sweet, try dark chocolate or fruit or coconut chips or other alternatives that aren't as bad for you or don't trigger that same blood glucose spike. Along with those few steps to get you started, here are some other things you can do to help yourself fight the battle and win. Get mad, like really mad. You can say things like, I hate not feeling in control. And right now, the sugar and food companies have me under their control. If anything, I'm going to kick my sugar addiction to make myself healthier and happier, but also out of spite. Stick it to the man and let him know you're taking back your brain. Also, don't do it alone. Talk to a friend. Get the support that you need. You could also talk to others who have successfully kicked their sugar habits. Knowing you are not alone really helps. Slowly scale it down. I don't care if it takes you a year of slowly changing your habits to kick your sugar habit. Every change counts and every little bit adds up. If you drink a case of Diet Coke every day, tomorrow only drink 11. In 2 weeks, cut it back to 10 and then 9. And then eventually, maybe, it's only the occasional one for special occasions. Keep busy. If you're thinking about sugar, get up and go and do something or engage your brain in another way so that you're not so stuck with a one-track mind focusing on sugar that you're not currently eating. Exercise. Sugar raises serotonin and dopamine levels. Exercise can do the exact same thing. Try exercising when you have sugar cravings. Get that rush and build your habits around that. Get addicted to the high from exercise. If you have children, save them now. Sugar addiction is built over time, and yours might have started back when you were a child. Instead of creating a reward system with candy and treats, create a reward system that rewards your kids back with a healthier lifestyle. If you have to have sugar, consume it close to a workout so you burn it off. At the end of the day, understand that you are in control. If you're going to eat chocolate or something sweet, it's because you made a conscious decision to do so occasionally, not because you had to have it. Understand that it will be challenging. Understand that there will be cravings that will get better with time. Most importantly, understand that what you really want, a happier, healthier life, can't happen if you keep settling for what you want right now, sugar. Be patient and kind with yourself and understand that you can change. I wish you all good health, lots of love, and as always, don't forget to celebrate life with a smile.
The reasons to treat yourself to a frozen drink from Mickey D's go on and on and on. It's more than a drink. It's a Mickey D's drink.
Your new flavor craze is here. From sweet and fruity frozen Fanta Wild Cherry to the classic cool of a frozen Coca-Cola to the tasty and tart frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry. Get any size for $1.59. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dunkin' is ready for you to fall hard, so when you hear those leaves rustling, it's time to eat, sleep, and drink pumpkin at Dunkin' with pumpkin muffins, munchkins, and donuts. Pair them with a classic pumpkin spice signature latte or the ultra-smooth pumpkin cream cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.